put a loop here. This is my vocals. Two of them harmonized, and I had to bounce the tracks together into one. And then I add...
That's Shira E inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. She's a musician, poet, visual artist, teacher, and music producer from Brooklyn. She's on a national tour right now, and last week played a show at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. While in town, she came by KUAF to talk about her tour and to show me the 21st century version of the one-person band. She has all her music in a sampler. It's a rectangular block that looks like an oversized calculator. It allows her to create all kinds of sounds for her solo performances.
And then this is... What is that? Keys that I manipulated with one of these effects. And then, it's so fun. That's with a tiny Yamaha, the little keyboard. And then I just manipulate, I put a different effect on it, like a wah or something. And then this is a car screeching in Brooklyn. You can hear it. And then that's a ukulele that I just put distortion on.
Shira E's latest CD is Shouts and Sparks, and it was financed through her fans and recorded exactly the way she wanted it to sound. Thursday afternoon last week, she drove into Fayetteville from a previous night's concert in Oklahoma City, and just a few hours before her Fayetteville performance, she discussed her solo tour that is taking her from her home in Brooklyn to the West Coast and back again.
It feels like the bigger the risk, the more comes back, and maybe that is bravery. But it doesn't feel like it at first. It feels like a risk and scary and necessary and sometimes strange. And I think when you get that, all the tangibles in your hands after that risk, then it feels like bravery. Yeah.
This was a crowdsourced. I should mention that Shouts and Sparks is both a physical and digital music release. This was something of a crowdsourced project. You mm-hmm. asked for help.
Mm-hmm, I did, yeah. Mm. It took some urging to get me to ask, and then now I'm so super grateful I did, not only because it came back in a huge wave, but because I've said this at certain shows, that when I step on the stage, I feel like I have like 180 people with me and more, and I'm saying that like truly, I truly feel it, like I wouldn't be able to be on the stage necessarily without those folks, so I'm so glad I did it.
Now, this is not your first release.
Mm-mm.
Is it the first release you have funded this way?
Yes. Exactly. Everything else was kind of like scrape it together and make it in my bedroom and really fun, but didn't quite have this amount of push.
Didn't have this amount of electronic sound either, did it?
That's right. Yeah. There's times that I've spent tinkering with a lot of physical instruments, a lot of children's toys to make kind of like an electronic soundscape. But this is the first time that pretty much everything except some live drumming is being put into the sampler and fed out of the sampler.
All right, help out someone who's a bit older than you.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, samplers for some time. So what does a sampler look like? How does it work? How do you make it create what you want it to create?
Sure. In a way, it looks like a really blinged out calculator. Like, it's just this really big, many padded instrument. And mine has, it's called a Roland 404 sampler, I believe, and it's got 12 pads, and in each pad you can put a certain looped sound, not always looped, sometimes it's just, 15-second soundbite, and then you can trigger all those separately together, but then within, so all the 15 pads, two can go, or maybe it's 12 pads, anywho, all of those also have banks, so you have, like, endless banks where you can put 15 different, let's say, sounds. So it's just this, it's like a box that's filled with sounds, and you just trigger them at your own desire.
Is it like piano that you kind of have to memorize?
It's what, exactly like that.
Because you have to know hit this pad like you'd hit this key or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a joyful day when someone just handed me a sampler and was like, you have no idea what's in these, and you just play it. I would actually love that. But the one that I've, the way that I've played with mine is I know exactly where the sounds are, and that's how I build the song. And someone, the sound person at Sue Ellen's bar in Dallas, Texas, just said to me, she's like, I feel like you build not linearly. You're building kind of more texturally or with layers.
On top. Yeah,
and
I was going to ask if you layer.
That's what it is. Yeah, and that's what it is. It's not, you're not linear kind of like A to Z. This is where I'm going. You have a collage of sounds that you can pull and pluck and kind of use to build the picture.
you know.
Does the layer come after the lyrics?
Oy, it's sort of simultaneous. You know, it's like I'm underwater and then I'm above water and then I'm underwater and then I'm above water. So sometimes there's one loop that I just keep playing and then I sing a lyric over and then I hear the drum and I know it has to come in. And it's sort of like if you can imagine like 15 people around a dinner table and they all want to say something, it's sort of that's happening in my head and I have to really like be centered and allow them to speak and hear them. You know?
So it sounds like there's sometimes a thin line between cacophony and order.
Yeah, and it's not distinguishable. Like the cacophony is a type of order in a way. It's like that's just the way it is. It's the natural order that things are rushing and pulling and wanting to be expressed.
You have a web presence. There are people who know about you. Of course, there are so many options out that there are people who don't know about you, and you're going to have both in an audience, mm-hmm. right? You're going to have people, whether it's Oklahoma City or Fayetteville or Chicago, who can't believe that you're going to be in town, and then others who go at the, you know, urging of a friend. Is that exciting that you'll have some people that have never heard?
Oh, I
have no idea who you
are. I totally love it. I mean, the bottom line is connecting with people, so it doesn't matter if you know me already or not. The only way that I would know beyond that moment where I'm singing or reading a poem to someone and feeling that connection, whether they've seen me or not, is afterwards when people speak to me. And that's really exciting to hear, like, first-time experiences, and then also folks that have been following me for years, which is an amazing feeling as an independent artist to be like, wow, you knew me back when I was tinkering with that and fiddling with that, and you can recognize how it's led to this, you know. So
you tinker a lot.
I tinker. Yeah.
You mentioned the ukulele, mm-hmm. the banjo. Mm-hmm. What else have you picked up and tinkered with?
I mean, there's that tiny Yamaha keyboard I've been playing since I was six, probably younger, three, two, my mom was saying, 2 years old. There's like a famous photograph of me. I have a backpack. I am topless at age two, baseball hat, and I'm like rocking on this same tiny blue Yamaha, you know? So that's been a forever kind of tinkering.
Now, when many people come in here to play, they've got something strung over the back or a drum set. You have a suitcase.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
What's it? So that's where the sampler is.
That's where the sampler is, and all the wires in the world belong in that suitcase. Yeah, it's compact. It just plugs in. You just got to get the levels right, and then you're ready to party. So,
well, can we party?
Yeah, let's party.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I'm going to do Myth. You
wrestle me down, down to the ground, and you kiss both of my eyes. Said if you can't see what I see in you, then you must be blind. 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 We are guardians of our own gods, and we're clutching at our own stars, and we're through the pastures, through the past cars. It's a dead cause. And what we're really, 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 really after is a myth. What we're really, 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 really after is a myth. What we're really, really, really hard is the truth of it. What we're really, 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 really after is a myth. What we're really, 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 really a man. What we're really, 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 really after is a man. What we really are is the truth of the age. It's the truth of the age.
That's Shira E. from Brooklyn performing her song Myth live inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with the aid of her sampler. You can find Myth and six other of her original songs on her new CD, Shouts and Sparks. And you can find out more about her, her tour, and her music at her Bandcamp page or her Facebook page. You can also go to ShiraE.com. That's ShiraE.com. This is Ozarks at Large.